True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. There is a lot of NFL teams giving out extensions today, some cash flowing around. Nick Bitonio, Denver Broncos, got a big old bag, and he is worth it, man. That dude can play. All right, we do it every year. It is time for us to make our official picks for the 2025 NFL season.
Let's get it, Jay.
Here's what we do. We go all the way around, all the divisions, and pick winners. It's okay. Simple game, man. You got to pick some winners.
Pick some winners.
All right, B. You want to start? You want me to start? What do you want to do?
Okay, I'm going to try and start.
Let's start with the AFC.
No damn standings available.
Well, they're all 0-0, B.
I know, but still, I need to get all the teams.
I'll tell you. All right. Let's start in the AFC East. In the AFC East, you have the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and
Bills.
The Jets. In an effort to speed this up, is anybody not picking the Bills?
I'm going with the Bills.
White Brian?
I'm taking the Bills, too.
Okay. That one, I don't think we needed to spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
All right. AFC North. This one I don't think will be as simple. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns. B. Mitch.
Ravens.
B. Mitch picks the Ravens. Landfill.
Yeah, I think this one's pretty simple. I'm also taking the Ravens. I mean, it's certainly not going to be the Browns. And all the Bengals really have is Burrow and Chase. So I'm 100% going Ravens.
White Brian.
I'm going to trust Burrow and Chase. Bengals.
I mean, they're going to suck.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take the Ravens. I like the Bengals. I think they're a playoff team again. But so...
It won't stop nobody, but okay.
Their defense could be better.
They'd be better. That don't mean that they're going to be good. They were horrible last year.
If I was going to take anybody but the Ravens, it might be the Steelers. I don't necessarily think things are going to break right in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. But if they do, they have a good defense. Mike Tomlin tends to get the best out of his players. Like, I could see the Steelers being the surprise. Not enough that I'm taking them, but That would be where I go if it wasn't the Ravens. But I think the Ravens are just loaded. Keeping it going in the AFC, the AFC South, Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans. The Jags were 4-13. The Titans were 3-14. Jags have a new coach. The Colts have Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback. Houston's won this thing at least two years in a row.
Houston.
B didn't even wait on that. Landy?
Yeah, I think I also got to go Houston here. I mean, I guess it's possible the Jags could make it interesting. It's certainly not going to be the Colts with Daniel Jones. That's going to be a disaster.
White Brian.
Jaguars.
I think White Brian like to lose.
part of me likes what White Brian's trying to do because we've gotten to a point where there's always turnover. And right now, I think me, you, and Landfill just picked the same winner in all three of these divisions.
Mm-hmm. It's turnover in the NFC East, not in other divisions. The other divisions are consistent.
Well,
for the most part.
One team that has won it forever is the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now,
I'm going with the Chiefs again.
The AFC West is loaded. You got the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. Three of those four teams, the head coach has won Super Bowls. The fourth team, Jim Harbaugh, has been to a Super Bowl in the NFL.
Chiefs.
B, not even hesitating.
Andy Reid.
Do you think there's any the Chiefs have finally gotten too old, don't have enough weapons? Like, when will you – what will it take for you to stop believing in the Chiefs?
Pat Mahomes not playing.
Okay. Mr. Landini.
We always talk about the importance of a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that dude, you say what you want, he is still damn good. Might be weird, whole family, but he's good in football.
I don't think he's weird. I think the rest of them are
too. He's a little weird, too. But his other people are outlandishly weird.
I'm also going with the Chiefs. I don't really understand why people have this faith in Justin Herbert the way that they do. And I really didn't think Bo Nix was nearly as impressive as other people did last year. So, the Chiefs, that's an easy one for me.
I, too, will take the Chiefs. I'm not saying they win the Super Bowl, but, like, to win that division, the division is good. If I was going to take anybody besides the Chiefs, it would probably be the Broncos.
Tippy, why you say we're going to save time and then you do all that extra talk?
Well, we're on our fourth division and we're only 7 minutes into the segment. Hey, now we're killing time.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
White Brian, who you got?
I can't go against Mahomes, Chiefs.
Okay.
Wow, he finally got smart.
What's going to be really interesting is when Jeff realizes we made our picks, how he then will try to like email us in his picks. All right. In the AFC, we all pretty much picked chalk. Everybody took the Bills. In the AFC North, we had three picks with the Ravens, me, B, and Professor Mulligatawny. White Brian took the Bengals. In the AFC South, me, B, and Mullins took the Texans. White Brian took the Jaguars. And in the AFC West, we all took the Chiefs. All right, we'll switch it over to the National Football Conference now. Let's start with the NFC South. Tampa's won this thing, I think, every year since Brady won that Super Bowl, mm-hmm. maybe even more. You got the Bucs, the Falcons, the Panthers, or the Saints. Mr. Mitchell.
Bucs.
Okay, Tampa.
But if I were to pick something, I'm joking.
See, I'm interested.
No, I'm messing with you.
Like, who do you think could make a run at them?
Falcons.
I kind of like the Panthers. I'm just a Bryce Young truther.
Well, you're trying to make that thing become what you thought it was
trying to
a
make
couple
fetch
years
happen.
Ago. And you still hadn't made it, bro.
He played really well in the second half last year, but you're correct. Mm-hmm. I also like Dave Canales.
Season 17 games.
I like Dave Canales a lot. I think he's a really good, smart, young coach. Landfill, NFC South.
I'm going with the Falcons. I liked Michael Penix last year. I'm not really a Baker Mayfield believer. The Saints are a complete disaster. And I just think that David Tepper will find a way to screw up the Panthers.
Okay. White Brian.
The Panthers play in Tampa Bay on the last game of the season. That's going to decide the division, but the Bucs are going to win because they're home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like that.
You really believe the Panthers are going to be that good? Right, Brian?
They looked really good at the end of last year.
They were feisty, dog.
Yeah, because nobody else gave them a chance. Nobody cared about them because they were just saying, oh, we playing the Panthers.
The Falcons had to win that last game to try to get in, and they got blown out.
Yeah. I'm also going to take Tampa. I am a Baker believer. I think Todd Bowles is really good. I like they added Ibuka. I like what they do defensively. I think Tampa's underrated, man, honestly. All right. Sticking in the NFC now, let's go to the NFC North. This joint is wide open, man. You got the Lions, lost their coordinators, but, you know, should be healthier. The Vikings go from Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy. The Bears have excitement in Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams. The Packers should be as good, maybe better. Where do you go, NFC North, B?
Packers. That move from Micah Parsons makes me move to the Packers instead of the Lions, and I believe if Micah Parsons can adjust to that cold weather, when he's coming off the edge and it's cold out there, other quarterback's not going to want to deal with him.
Professor Mulligatawny.
I'm also taking the Packers.
They're good. White Brian.
I think the Packers are really good, but the Lions just – they have so much talent.
So you going Lions?
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions.
All right. I'm going with the Packers, too. I think the Lions are still a playoff team. Of all the teams you don't buy in the North, for me, it's the Bears. I feel like there's always excitement about the Bears. Chicago's a really big city. They love the Bears. And I just, if the Bears finish the season 7-10, would you be the slightest bit surprised?
I wouldn't be. But, like the thing for me, I know you give KOC a lot of credit. And I know Landfield hates Darnold. But Darnold played spectacular early on last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if McCarthy has that type of arm to do what he did last year, even though he's not very good. But I think McCarthy is more of that mid-range type guy.
See, I think McCarthy, to me, Darnold has the arm. I mean, Darnold's a USC quarterback, top five pick, has all the athletic, everything you look for, you see it with him, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Moneyball, the actual book, if you've read it, tried to identify, like, a lot of times can't miss prospects miss because you get so sucked into all the stuff. Like, damn, look at his arm, look at the strength, look at the size. McCarthy has all that. Like, McCarthy was a big deal recruit. He's big, he's strong. But I think McCarthy has the intangible stuff, like just the guttiness, the leadership that Darnold, I think at this point we all know, doesn't have. Mm-hmm. I just think it might be too much too fast for McCarthy.
Especially coming back from the injury. Looking at their two receivers who are big play threats. They don't care how much a leader is. Can you throw the damn ball 70 yards down the field, 65 yards down the field, hit me in stride so I can run into the end zone? That's what they care about.
Yeah.
And Addison may not be there for a minute, right?
Right. Yeah. They traded for Thielen. So far in the NFC, me, White Brian, and B took the Bucks. Landfill took the Atlanta Falcons. ATL, shorty, don't disrespect it.
Hotlanta.
In the NFC North, me, B, and Mullins took the Packers. White Brian took the Lions. Let's go to the NFC West. Pretty interesting division out there. I think the Rams were probably a significant favorite here until Matt Stafford broke his back, and there's just a ton of uncertainty there. You've also got the Seahawks that won 10 games last year. They missed the playoffs, but they won 10 games. The Cardinals and then the Niners, a team that people really believe in the talent and the coaching, even though last year they went 6-11. B, where are you going in the NFC West?
I'm going to take the Cardinals. No, I'm joking. Give me the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, why?
I just think that defense does more than what people think, even in this day and age. And when you can go out there and you can limit people from doing what they want to do, it gives you a chance to win. And I believe that you know, the looking at a back with us, Stafford, we come with all the injuries on San Francisco 49ers, and I don't think Colin Murray ever arrived. So I believe that defense of Seattle is going to help them out. I'm thinking it's going to have to be a defense-led thing. I'm not saying Sam Darnold's going to do much to help them out.
So. They run the ball well, too. Yeah. Mullins, who you got?
Yeah, I have zero belief in Seattle because of their quarterback situation. I just think Matt Stafford, this whole lingering back thing, it's just weird to me. When you start getting to an advanced age and you start having back problems, like, they don't really get better. I just don't have any confidence there that he's going to be playing quarterback for him throughout the year. So I'm going to actually go with San Francisco. I know they had they struggled a lot last year. It is entirely possible that Adam Peters was the secret to their success all along, and that we took their soul when we hired him. But I guess we'll find out this year.
We will find out. White Brian, who you got out west?
I'm not worried about the back injury. The Rams are going to win the division.
All right, me and White Brian agree on one. Sean McVay.
Yeah, both try to swim when the water's rough.
Sean McVay is the best coach in the division.
One almost
didn't
make it to a pole, the other one got slammed to the bottom of the ocean.
That's also true. I think we sleep on Davante Adams out there. I think a rejuvenated Davante Adams playing with Puka Nacua. I think Stafford's going to be okay. I love the young defense they've started to build.
Did he even practice this year? See, now, I understand if we were saying, oh, he just didn't play in the game. He didn't really practice.
I think he ended up practicing some, but you're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
I love that young pass rush guy, Fisk. That dude is lightning off the edge. I like Jared Verse is really, really good. I think L.A. realized they got old in a hurry after the Super Bowl and are trying to fix that. Now, unfortunately, your quarterback's also really old, so we'll see how it goes. All right, B-Mitch, your AFC title game.
You missed the East.
I did. And that one might matter, huh?
Yeah.
All right, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Commanders.
Commanders for B-Mitch. Is there any homerness, or you really think they get it done?
I think they get it done, and I'm going with the fact that they have not had a repeat title holder since 2004, and I don't think Dallas or the Giants have a chance in hell. And White Brian, you can go in and pick the Giants, please.
Landfill.
Put that bad luck on nobody else.
NFC East.
Yeah, I'm
Fortunately.
Hater.
I don't think picking the Eagles is being a hater.
It is, because he's a Giants fan.
Which probably makes it worse.
And the Giants and the Eagles don't get along. So he's been a hater.
I'm taking the Commanders. I think Philly, dude, week five last year they were trying to run their coach, and he brought his son to the podium as a human shield. Like, that just happened. We didn't invent that. That was less than a calendar year ago. That's a volatile situation in South Philadelphia. AJ Brown reading books, like, they just. It's hard to stay on top of the mountain, man. All right.
It is.
Now, B, your AFC title game.
AFC title game is going to be Kansas City and the Baltimore Ravens.
Landfill?
I would like to pick something other than the Ravens and the Chiefs, but it's just going to be the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Landfill, you sitting by me in class looking over my shoulder.
I mean, the Chiefs are – obviously it's going to be the Chiefs. They've been in the championship game every year for like the last 8 years, and then it really just comes down to whether you believe more in the Ravens or the Bills. And I'm going with the Ravens this year.
White Brian, AFC title game.
I believe a little more in the Bills, Kansas City and the Bills.
All right, I'm zagging here.
Please. Zag, we win.
I don't think the Ravens or the Chiefs get to the title game. I think it's a little changing of the guard. I got Bills, Bengals in the AFC title game. If Joe Burrow's right, he's shown.
Joe Burrow was right last year. Defense sucks.
I hear you. I just think they could get red hot late. I think a lot of times you see a wild card team get red hot late in the year. And I'm gonna take the Bengals there.
That's your old WT. I got it.
WT.
Wishful thinking.
I don't think it's. I have the Ravens winning the division.
Bruh. Okay. Until that defense stop giving up 28, 30 points, Joe Burrow ain't gonna be hot enough.
I mean that.
And if he keep scrambling around like he did in the preseason game, he ain't gonna make it through the whole season.
I mean, the Bills beat the Ravens last year in the playoffs, so yeah. I don't think taking the Bills to get there is crazy. It's just having the Chiefs lose is the crazy part.
I'm with
me.
You.
NFC title game. Mr. Mitchell.
NFC title game. All right. I'm going to the Detroit Lions.
That'd be juicy.
Nope. Check.
Ooh, check.
Check. It's going to be against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
But the Green Bay Packers are going to have to come here.
Oh. All right.
That's called WT also.
Landfill.
Yeah, so just for the record, I want to point out that 30 seconds ago, I said that my game was going to be Packers Commanders and that Brian was going to steal it from me. I knew this before you said it. That's the most obvious pick. The Packers are good, so are the Commanders. Week 2 rematch in for the championship game. Hopefully the Commanders
you're
won.
You're sitting behind me in class.
You
at
stole
my,
from me. I had that one.
You looking over my shoulder. I'm not behind you.
I had that one. That's me.
Oh, Lord.
White Brian.
I also have the Packers in there, but I have the Rams against the Packers.
Yo, White Brian's stealing my stuff. I, too, have Rams-Packers for my NFC title game. All right. Super Bowl picks with a winner.
I had the Chiefs and the Ravens, didn't I know that?
You had Chiefs.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.